Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Mage Tahar is so sassy, we really wouldn't put it past her to swear. You shouldn't put it past us either.
Hello, welcome to the Reading Circle Temple. I'm Molly.
I'm Indy.
I'm Brittany.
And I'm Goodwin.
And today we're reading chapter 14 of Melting Stones.
So grab a cup of coffee.
Or tea.
Or your drink of choice.
And let's get bigger than our britches.
Yeah.
In chapter 14, Evie goes to the McRae River to soak up power, and Oswin follows her. Evie soaks up so much power that she has trouble getting back into her body. She answers Oswin's questions about stones and the lines of power, and he feeds her. Then he realizes Evie likes stones more than people, and she tries to hide it. Evie feels the volcano spirits are looking for Flare and Carnelian, and the two of them ride out a bad shock. Well, part one of our three-step reading process is reading like a novice. This is where we talk about what we liked and didn't like about the chapter. I went first last time, so I'll let somebody else go first this time.
Pick me. I only have three.
Brittany.
My first one is when Oswin is asking Evie why she's gathering power, and she tells him, because I'm a squirrel who stores up nuts of power for the winter. Yes. She's a squirrel.
What a description.
Right? My next one is when Oswin is like, I'm surprised you bother with us human beings at all. You must live in a dream world. If every stone and crystal speaks to you like that. Yes, they're lucky that she even bothers with them, because she would much rather be talking to stones. My last one is when Oswin is like, my belly's not that big.
I soaked it up like rays of the sun after a long winter. I bathed in it, drank it, filled my skin with it. The more I gathered, the more was offered to me. Streams of it poured through me to those things I was connected to, my stone alphabet and my mage kit. We brimmed over with power. I just really like that, like,
really good description.
Yeah. The faults in the sea, big ones and little ones, were roads under the skin of the earth. Another just really good,
beautiful
description. Yeah.
Yeah.
You do a lot of other things for them. You give them a home. Oswin's sitting there thinking essentially that he's not doing enough when, like, he's literally giving them a home where otherwise they wouldn't have it. Science things. Stone mage teachers call it magma inside the world, lava when it's out in the air. That's actually a science thing. They say girls are vain. Every man I've ever met was just as bad. But you fucking not.
Nope. That's why Oswin is like, my belly's not that big.
I like when Abby says, luck with the circle, lads. I told them. One day you're underwater, the next you're not. It really just kind of, I feel like the rock some days. Sometimes I'm underwater, sometimes I'm out in the sun.
Reminds me of America's Next Top Model. Not top model. It's
Project Runway?
Yeah.
That's the one. Project Runway. One day you're in, the next day you're out.
I was going to say, sometimes you're the windshield, sometimes you're the bug.
That one's better.
Whenever the characters go into their like magical forms and just travel around and see shit, I just imagine how like picturesque and like cool seeing stuff from that point of view would be.
Yeah, that'd be really cool.
Like, it makes me think of like drone footage, except this one's underwater and also in a thermal vent. So maybe not with a drone, but you get the idea.
Well, this one too, she is in it for so long that she debates whether she even wants to go back to her own body.
She starts feeling like she could just be down there forever because it's so cool, doesn't have to deal with people because people are annoying. No more being hungry or cold, just traveling wherever.
Yeah. It reminded me also of when Briar becomes the King Tree, and he also wants to stay within the power of the King Tree. And then someone says something about food. He's like, never mind, I don't want me no stinking tree.
Can't eat if I'm a tree.
Evie
talking to Oswin, and Oswin smiling at her and being like, why would you talk to people when you just talk to rocks? Talking to rocks, he'd be kind of cool. Oswin is like, I want to say almost like a therapist. He has a lot of insight into people and what, and wants to know why they do certain things. And Jayet said that Oswin fixed things without magic. And it makes me think of like, all the questions he's asking Evie are like, why are you doing this? Why do you feel this way? It sounds a little like talk therapy. I'm not sure if that's exactly what it is. It does make me think that he's helped a lot of people on these islands, not just by physically doing stuff for them, but just being someone to talk to and letting them get their thoughts out.
I don't remember if Evie said this or if I just thought it, but Oswin is a bit like Miriam following Evie because he's interested in watching her do magic. Because in the previous chapter, Miriam's like, I want to see you do magic. And then she gets Miriam to not follow her, but then Oswin follows her and he's like, you look like you were going to do magic.
I don't think Evie said that, but it's pretty funny.
I didn't think so either because of the way I structured this in my notes. Because I think if she'd said it, I'd have written it slightly differently and have phrased it differently.
I think I probably would have had that as a like. It would have been hilarious. Like, you're just like Miriam. Yeah, nope. I don't think
she said that. But he is, and it's adorable.
I want to see. There's nothing to see.
I said, show me. Show me the magic.
Show me.
Yeah, unlike
rock.
Miriam.
Here's your magic. You see this rock. That's all you get. It doesn't look magical, rock. But it's my magic. Damn it.
Hey, she made it glow at least.
But unlike Miriam, Oswin is older than Evie, and therefore she can't just sort of shoo him away.
Like, here's a glowing rock, get out of my sight.
Nori always puts in too much cinnamon. Tell her if you want your nose bitten off. This reminds me of street magic when there's a reference to rose thorn biting someone's nose off.
But I like my nose.
I think that's what Evie says too.
I think so.
I'm used to a bit more fuss when people work magic. I actually don't remember the context, I just wrote the quote.
Oh, I think she gets back and she's talking to him about it. He's like, I'm used to more fuss. She's like, that's what I try to tell Miriam. You weren't listening. All I do is rocks. There's nothing exciting about rocks. I try to tell you these things, but you're not listening.
But there was a shake while she was gone.
That's true. That's a little bit of excitement, I guess. I'm sure that's not the excitement that he was hoping for, though.
No. The armor of stone. Again, I didn't write down the context, but I like the phrase.
Yeah, I don't really know where that was at.
Mm-hmm. It's bad to expect anything with that much power to follow a timetable. Yeah.
Yeah. Foreshadowing, perhaps?
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices
down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Part two of our three-step reading process is reading like a dedicate. This is where we look for a theme or message in the chapter. What theme or message did you find?
Exploration, I guess. She's exploring the sea and trying to find power. Just exploring within her magic, I guess.
I wrote curiosity. I feel like that fits what Evie is doing, but it also definitely fits Oswin, who's like, are you gonna do magic? I want to see you do magic. I like Oswin's curiosity. I want to foster that in myself.
Right,
mine was self-reflection, just kind of seeing Evie realizing that, like, she really doesn't like people all that much. We kind of already knew that, but her saying it and feeling weird about it, because it is kind of a weird thing to admit.
Well, she doesn't really admit it. She tries to lie about it, and then she's like, I can hear the lie in my own voice.
She's admitting it to herself.
Yeah, I think she's said it before. Like, she's literally said in previous chapters that she doesn't like people.
Yeah.
But she's being more thoughtful about it in this chapter.
I feel like her excuse for not liking people shows, I don't know if it was this chapter or the previous chapter, shows a lot when she's like, I don't like people because if I get close to people, they end up dying anyway. So what's the point of becoming friends with people? So stones don't die. So I can continue to like stones better, because if you like a person or any animals, all of them are going to die anyway. So what is the point? That's no way to live.
Yeah, it isn't.
But it kind of reminds me of, I think I said this in reference to Daja's behavior in The Will of the Empress. When somebody's like, I'm worried that my girlfriend's going to break up with me, so I'm going to break up with her before she breaks up with me so that I don't get heartbroken. I feel like it's sort of similar. Like, Evie's like, well, I'm not going to go there because I don't want to get hurt, but sometimes the hurt's worth it. Yeah. I want her to talk to the main character from the movie Arrival. You should absolutely watch it. It's amazing. Very minimal violence, no gore. It is like my new favorite movie. Indeed, do you have a theme?
Curiosity. That's kind of the big one.
I feel validated again.
Yes.
part three of our three-step reading process is reading like a mage. This is where we use the text to craft magic in our own lives. What magic were you able to craft out of this chapter?
Mine comes from super early on, specifically luck of the circle lads. Sometimes shit happens. Sometimes you have to deal with it. Sometimes good shit happens and you have to deal with it. But things happen. It's not necessarily that good things happen to good people or bad things happen to bad people or whatever. It's literally just sucks to be you. You got a shitty draw this time around. Maybe the next one will be better.
Well, my magic kind of got stolen with y'all's themes. Mine was be curious about everything. Oswin is curious about everything. He wants to see Evie do her magic, even if it is just stone magic. Stones aren't very exciting, but he is so curious about everything. He's like, I want to know. I want to be passionate about life like that. I just find curiosity in every little thing that I come across.
I'm really glad you feel that way, because I think that you will end up then fostering that in your children.
I hope
think
so.
That's good.
I hope so.
I don't think I pulled anything out of this one. Didn't write anything down.
I wrote foreshadowing notes.
Oh no. Were things foreshadowed in this chapter?
Things were foreshadowed very nicely.
No way.
I'd forgotten about them.
Did you get the
cart
fixed? No way.
I'm saying this now because I want to try and remember to come back to this when it happens.
The cart definitely doesn't get fixed. I guess my personal magic is things are not always how they seem. When Oswin talks about he's used to a bit more fuss when people work magic, sometimes hard or important stuff isn't always visible on the surface. People have more depth to them than usually what's on the surface, so you need to be aware of that and not just lump someone into a category or like a stereotype just because of you know them a little bit.
I wrote, Evie gets frustrated when she can't fit her magical self into her body. What she says is, why can't I do this one little thing? And I feel that. That happens to me all the time. But then she makes herself calm down. She's like, okay, I can do this. Getting frustrated about it is not going to help me do it. And then she calms down and then she figures it out. I want to remember that. I want to be better about doing that.
Yeah.
You missed the conversation that Goodwin and I had literally while y'all were gone. Goodwin asked me how my projects were going along. And I was like, well, I had to completely scrap Bub's project because I fucked it up in four places. I just sat here for a second and I was like, because I immediately wanted to respond because I am vastly incompetent. And I'm like, no, chill out. Inaccurate. It's
stuff
fine.
Like that happens to literally everyone all the time.
Yeah.
It's not a personal failing on your end.
Yeah, that is my relation to that tidbit.
Yeah.
We all do that.
I mean, that's a good thing to remember, too. This is not just me. Yeah. Everybody has this experience. It's universal. I guess it's excerpt time.
Yes.
Yes.
Chapter 15 is called Arguments, by the way.
Arguments.
Brittany and Goodwin want to make a guess.
I feel like Oswin and Nori are going to argue about the cart.
I think Murtide's going to flip his fucking lid over what Evie did.
That too. And then Oswin's going to get really mad and argue with the children and be like, you know what? It's time to sacrifice you all.
Finally.
Into the volcano.
Into the volcano.
Yeah, I have.
I will appease the gods.
We like to end our episodes with an excerpt from the following chapter. So this is an excerpt from chapter 15 of Melting Stone. Chapter 15, Arguments. It's a beautiful rock. It's the most beautifulest rock I ever saw. Miriam gave the opal back to me. I have a beautiful rock of my very own. There's green and blue in it. It sounds pretty. I looked at Treek. Just because you don't understand, don't pick on Miriam. I took out the stone that looks like shards of blue ice crystals trapped in white ice. I showed it to Miriam. No, I'll hold it. It's really fragile. It's called kyanite. Let me see. Treek grabbed for it. He broke off the long spar that stuck out at one end. He looked at the slender length of kyanite, then at me, shocked. I didn't mean... He was wearing a red shirt. The Imperial soldiers wore red tunics. For a moment, Treek looked a little like one of them. He had smashed their way into my room to capture me and broken the stones I was keeping there. No wonder the thing you're best at is breaking furniture. Get out! I yanked the stone from his hand. I didn't even care that it cut him. You may just think you're so great. You even think your dung is magic. Treek reached for the basin. I think he meant to throw it at me. Miriam seized his arm. Stop it, Treek! She looked at me. He doesn't mean it, Evie. I can fix your rock. Honest. Oswin makes this special glue. I can put your rock together. I couldn't stand that look in Miriam's eyes. She looked like a kitten climbing out of a stream. The rock's fine. It just lost a piece. Take Miriam to Nori, Treek, before you really make me mad. He towed Miriam to my door. Then he looked back at me. I hope your volcano spirits eat you. I hope you get lost under Mount Grace. I answered before I thought. It would be better than being around people like you. Treek towed Miriam out of the room. It is but one piece of kyanite, Evumeme. I'm just being a meat creature, Luvo. Give me a time.
Reading Circle Temple is produced by us. Molly,
Brittany,
Indy,
and Goodwin.
If you like the show, tell your friends about us.
If you don't like the show, tell your enemies.
You can also help people find us by leaving a rate and review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen.
Find all our episodes at our new home on Acast, shows.acast.com/readingcircletemple.
Shake it us. We'd love to hear from you.
Send us an email at templeofreadingcircle@gmail.com.
You can also follow Reading Circle Temple on Instagram, Tumblr, and Facebook. And you can join our Reading Circle Temple Facebook group.
To find us on Twitter, tweet at Reading Temple.
A special thanks to Yellows for Happy for our artwork. You can find more of their art by following Yellows for Happy Draws on Tumblr and Shannon Ann Draws on Instagram.
Another special thanks to Brittany's brother, Thomas Dick, for our theme music. You can find more of his music by following Thomas Dick on SoundCloud.
Thanks to Tamara Pierce for writing The Circle of Magic, and thanks to you for listening.
Let's all have coffee next week. I would much rather photosynthesize.
I was just about to say, Indy, you photosynthesize, don't you?
I wouldn't. It would make my life so much easier.
It honestly would for you. In your really case, would. Yes. You're allergic to everything. Might as well absorb some light.
Yeah, like... Photosynthesizing would be where it's at for me.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.